Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. Just thankful for this morning, this time that we can have to be together and to sing praises to God, and from where we're at here, we can hear the birds sing praises as well. And I think God hears us, and I think He hears those birds, and I think He appreciates it all. Thinking this morning about this verse in Matthew 10. Verse 28, going to read verse 28 through 31 in Matthew 10. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? For the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. This verse has been a blessing to me sometimes when we're going through things, going through trials, and wondering if God cares. This verse assures us that He does. He sees everything you're going through. He sees your struggles. He even sees when a sparrow falls, and He assures us that we're worth much more than many sparrows. I'm going to read a verse in James chapter 1. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Thinking about us being first fruits of His creatures, we could be a kind of first fruits. First fruits is like the best part, or it's the best part of a crop. So there's like the whole crop, and then there's the first fruits, and that's what we are. That's what God brought us forth. Because of His own will, none of us chose to be here. None of us chose to be born. God brought us into this world to be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Like I think He hears us singing, and He hears the birds singing, but I think we're the first fruits. I think He likes our singing better than He likes the birds singing. Also think about gifts. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. There's life is a gift, and so if we're just reminded of death again, or this week with Max's mother dying, but the fact that we face death is because we have this gift of life. We've been given this gift of life, this opportunity to experience life, which is just something that God gave us. Just like if we experiencing losing someone, could almost say that's a privilege, because it means you had the privilege of having that person that you loved. If you were all alone and you didn't have anyone that you loved, you couldn't lose anyone you loved. So that I think those things can be considered gifts, good gifts that are good for us and that help us, even though they're not things that it's kind of a paradox, they're not things we want. I think they're still good for us. So just going to read Psalms chapter 23. Probably one of the first scriptures that I memorized. I think probably most of you know this or can recite it by heart, I would expect, or just because it's pretty common. I'm not trying to say you should. I'm just saying that's how common this psalm is. Sometimes scriptures that are very common, that we hear a lot, that are posted everywhere, we've heard them over and over, they just become, we don't think about them a lot. They're just there. So I just wanted to read this psalm and just think about it a little bit. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. So, the Lord is my shepherd. Just ask yourself, is the Lord your shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So if the Lord is our shepherd, we will not want. We will not be in need, I think is what that would be saying. Will not be craving things. What's that? I will not be unsatisfied. I think that's very good. Or I will be satisfied. Yeah. So just ask yourself, are you satisfied or are you unsatisfied, just generally? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. So I don't think this is saying that there's no trials, and there's no difficulties, but even in those, God can bring us, if he's our shepherd and we're allowing him to lead us, he'll lead us beside the still waters. He'll refresh, he'll restore our soul. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Are you being led in paths of righteousness? And he does this for his name's sake. Because you're bearing his name. He does this for his name's sake. It's not about when we're whether we can be satisfied or have peace within when things are all going good, when nothing is bad. Those are not what test us. It's when things are not going well. That's what really tests us. Kind of in the same vein as when Jesus said, "If we love those who love us, what benefit is that to us?" Even forget exactly, but basically anybody does that. That's not extraordinary or exceptional. When it seems like everything is unraveling around you, like, is that, can you still just peacefully follow the shepherd? Or you start getting worried that the shepherd isn't leading the right way and start taking control yourself and trying to make things happen that you think ought to happen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I think correction, constructive correction or godly correction is a comfort to a child coming from their parents. In the same way, to a child of God, correction is comforting to us. It's comforting to us to know that God is there, caring about us and correcting us. When we get off track. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is just, he's recognizing that with God as his shepherd, and with God as our shepherd, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And he's anointing his head with oil, his cup running over. He's just God gives us abundantly, and I think he does it because he loves us, and he does it for his name's sake. Those are thoughts I had to share, so feel free to add anything or correct or share any other encouragements or thoughts you have.
Thank you, Brother Norman. Yeah, I guess first thing is I'll just confess this week there was a few situations that I didn't respond the way you just described, Brother, well at all. Second thing is the beginning of that I think implies, I guess what I was saying about not being content, but literally taking a closer look at it, literally means like I will not be lacking anything. So I just wanted to correct that. So
thank you, Brother Norman. I appreciate how you said one of those psalms or verses that we hear a zillion times over and we just take it for granted without meditating in the meat of it, not just the milk but the meat of it, and also about the sparrow falling to the ground. God takes care of it. In the world, you know, television is their shepherd and they are sheep and they need all the insurance they can get because they don't trust in God. And I'm not trying to be Pharisaical, but we need to trust in the Lord for all things. And, if in fact David did write this psalm, if in fact he did, he was a shepherd boy, we know. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. What did he say to Goliath? God will, I'll cut your head off and feed your head to the birds. And he ran at him, right? David. And then he prepares the table before my enemies. Who were his enemies? Saul, Absalom, the Philistines. And yet he was elevated by God above all of them. And it's a good example. You know, I was thinking one time that if you could just take one book from the Old Testament, just one book that you could take, you couldn't take them all. I said, well, to me, obviously, would be the book of Psalms. And then I thought of someone in Gideon's Bible, you know, Gideon's little pocket. They have some Gideon's Bibles in this, the New Testament plus Psalms. And I'm saying, boy, that guy was way ahead of me. He had the New Testament and Psalms. Sometimes they check in Proverbs too, but the New Testament and Psalms. May the Lord be magnified.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.